This podcast helps you to understand the threat that Philip II posed to Elizabeth. An ardent Catholic, he began to offer his support to English Catholics during this period. England was a Protestant country facing the Catholic countries of France and Spain. By 1580, France was too concerned with internal problems to be a threat to England, but Spain was fast becoming a serious enemy. There were four reasons for this. 1. Elizabeth had refused to marry Philip of Spain at the start of her reign. 2. Throughout the 1570s, English sailors like Drake and Hawkins plundered Spanish ships, acting like pirates. 3. Elizabeth sent money to help the Spanish Netherlands fight Catholic Spain in 1570. And finally, Philip responded to Pope Gregory's proclamation that it would not be a sin to kill Elizabeth by supporting Catholics in England. Matters came to a head when a Catholic subject of Philip II shot and killed the leader of the Dutch Protestants, William of Orange. This shocked Elizabeth and prompted her to sign a treaty with the Dutch rebels and send an army to help them. In 1585, she sent the Earl of Leicester with 7,000 men to fight against Spain. Despite Leicester's poor leadership, the troops did stop Spanish advances in the Netherlands. In 1588, Philip II decided to invade England. His first ships had been destroyed in 1587 when Drake attacked the port of Cadiz. Drake's attack and the execution of Mary, Queen of Scots, only strengthened Philip's resolve, and by 1588 the ships were ready to sail. Philip was not successful. His attempt to invade England failed through lack of planning, bad luck, and the skill of the English sailors. For Philip, it was a catalogue of errors. Philip had placed the inexperienced Duke of Medina Sidonia in charge. The Armada had to wait at Calais for the Duke of Parma's army. The Dutch stopped the Duke of Parma's army from joining up with the Armada. The English set fire to some old ships and let them drift into the Armada. The panicked Spanish cut their anchors and sailed north. The English attacked the Spanish near Gravelines. The English guns were more effective and 1,000 Spanish were killed. England lost 50 sailors. The Armada was driven north and had to sail around Scotland to get to Spain. Powerful storms off the coast of Scotland battered the Spanish ships. Around 44 ships were destroyed and only 80 returned home to Spain. As a result, the defeat of the Spanish Armada became a legend in England and was used as effective propaganda for Elizabeth.
This podcast is from Hodder GCSE History, Dynamic Learning, and is copyright Hodder & Stoughton.